Strangers and Aliens, Episode 56, Listener Feedback and a Request, brought to you by Audible.com. For Strangers and Aliens listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download of your choice from their library of thousands of audiobooks. It's yours to keep by going to audibletrial.com/strangers and signing up for their free trial, which you can cancel at any time. Two positives happen when you do this. You get to keep the book you selected, and it helps support Strangers and Aliens. It's win-win, and thank you for your support.
Welcome to the Strangers and Aliens podcast.
Strangers.
To boldly say what needs to be said.
Would you be a stranger or an alien? Or would you be a strange alien?
The truth is out there.
Strangers and Aliens.
I am your father's best friend, plumber.
Wonder Woman.
Heroes. Villains. Captain Picard versus Captain Kirk.
Do you think that there's room in sci-fi for God? The very first thing that God did was that he created something, so we have a creative God.
This is Strangers and Aliens Podcast.
Hello and welcome to a kind of shorter episode of Strangers and Aliens. Maybe usually when we set out to do something short, it doesn't necessarily end up that way, but we're going to go for it this time. And this is actually a special episode where we are addressing you, the listeners, directly, not just talking about a topic, but we are asking for a listener response. And I wouldn't call this a listener feedback episode, although I guess it kind of is, because we're going to be doing a lot of listener feedback, but it's more of a listener request episode. Does that make sense, guys?
Sort of, no.
That voice was Steve, by the way.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Ben, and then we're also joined with Dr. Jace O'Neill.
Hello.
And so we are going to actually be looking at some listener feedback and responding to some listener feedback. I have a special, I have two requests to make from you, our listeners, and we're just going to go from there. So should we start with the listener feedback, or should we start with the listener requests? What do you think,
listener
guys?
Listener feedback.
Listener feedback? All right. Well, we're going to go back a couple episodes to episode 53, which was about the Justice League movie. And we only had really two responses, and one was from Daniel Butcher of the Sci-Fi Christian, who was making fun of me, saying, another episode, I just finished episode 52. And he's making fun of me because the Sci-Fi Christian is putting out, like, episodes every 3 minutes, it seems like. They are now at episode 2116.
They're up to 118 now,
2118. Oh, I'm
19, another one just posted.
So they're like cranking out episodes faster than something that's really fast.
Well,
that was really only, poorly planned metaphor.
It's only because we actually have lives.
That's true. We have lots of children. Between the three of us, we have a day school. We have daycare.
Yeah, let's face it. Yeah. Man, I mean, it's just by yourself. You have a day school.
Yeah, I have a basketball team, a very short basketball team. They're not going to be winning any kind of contest, but it's a basketball team nonetheless. So my daughter is playing basketball right now. She's playing her last game this weekend, and I feel so bad because she is basically replaying my one basketball team that I was on. My dad coached my basketball team when I was in fifth grade. We lost every single game.
Wow. And
my daughter's team has lost every single game except for last Saturday, the game she missed. So, but anyway, so we also had another piece of feedback from Don Ensign. And we do not have Shazbot here to read this because it was not on Facebook. It was on the blog, and it says this. And this is just proof. We don't just read the feedback that scratches our back, okay?
Yeah.
Here's what he says. I'm sorry, guys. This was absolutely the lamest episode you have done so far. I only got about halfway through it before I couldn't take anymore. You should have left this one on the cutting room floor. It deteriorated into the dullest fanboy silliness with a heaping of hate for the Green Lantern movie. Ben, get a life. It wasn't that bad. Any JLA movie needs Green Lantern. He was one of the founding members back in 1960, for goodness sake.
First of all, it was that bad, but go ahead.
Just to let you know, a number of your podcasts have been very good and informative. With all due respect to Dr. Jace, I don't think these rumors merited a 1- and 20-minute podcast. Guys, again, sorry to be a wet blanket, but your podcast can only get better from here on out.
Wow.
So, well, first of all, I some strong last... words from Don Ensign.
I thought his last name was cool when I thought it was Ensign. Now Ensign is less, you know, sci-fi. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, Ensign isn't necessarily sci-fi. It's sci-fi because of the real world
naval
definition. But
I guess.
Yeah. All this time, I've known Don online for maybe a decade. I did not know his last name was pronounced like that, which is why I pronounced it wrong in that episode where we read some other of his feedback.
Well, he's a good buddy of mine, and I knew that he was a Green Lantern fan, and that was one of the reasons why after it was panned and after it was destroyed by the media and everything, and I saw it in the bin for $9, I said, you know what? I'm going to pick this up. It's a superhero movie. I'm going to show it to my kids. You know, it's probably just something like that. You know, you can just show it to the kids and have a good time one evening. And there you go. So I brought it home and popped it in. And, after they started swearing a lot, I guess not a lot, but, you know, more than, say, you know, a Dark Knight movie or Superman or something like that. I mean, there's swears. I had to turn the whole thing off. And my son was, you know, he was 10 at the time. And he was like, well, okay, it has some bad language, but I sort of wanted to see the end of it. And I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll watch the end of it, and then I'll see what I can show you. And I watched the end of it, and I'm like, oh, boy. I had to edit a lot of the unpleasant parts. I mean, some of it was just, like, grossly unpleasant to watch. And I guess sometimes in movies you have that. But sometimes it serves a different purpose, you know, like the Joker in a Batman movie is unpleasant, but it's because it's a clown and it's creepy and he's, you know, killing people. And it's just the dynamic opposition of the whole thing. With this, it was just some unpleasantness.
Go ahead, Dr. Jace.
No, I was actually going to just go back to Ensign's comments, because I agree the movie was not done very well, and I actually had the same thoughts on the language as well. It just wasn't needed, but you know, I would say what's his name? Ensign, what's his first name?
Don.
That, you know, if he's saying that the subject is dull and uninteresting, well, I just say that, well, it's blown up all the blogospheres and all the websites and rumor mills that I've seen, so I obviously think that the topic is well worth the hour and 20 minutes. Now, you might think that our execution in that 1 hour and 20 minutes was dull and boring, but the topic in and of itself definitely deserved its own
I thought podcast. It was a fun episode to record.
I do too.
I'll go that far and say I at least had fun recording it. So there's that. Sorry that we wasted your time, though. I do want to point out, I wrote a review about Green Lantern that we can put a link in the show notes to this. But my review, I don't think it was that bad when it comes down to it. I think the problem was it wasn't that good.
Not good.
And it wasn't as bad as it could have been to make it kind of come back around the other side, you know, like in the Black Hole movie where you go through the black hole and come out the other side. You know, you go through hell to get to heaven, kind of thing. It wasn't a really bad movie like Batman and Robin is a really bad movie, or like Catwoman is a really bad movie.
Well, I would even put Catwoman even worse than Batman and Robin.
Well, I mean, those two examples, though, are really awful.
I would actually put it in the, you know, I wouldn't say it's like Superman 4 bad, but I would sit there and say that it's right there with Fantastic Four. Because it should be so much better, and yet it didn't it crashed. It didn't crash and burn. It just crashed.
And with Superman 4, the thing about Superman 4 is at least it has Christopher Reeve. That kind of saves it from being Catwoman, you know? Yeah. What I wrote, though, was beyond a simple good or bad statement of opinion. The movie itself is half-hearted and goes through the motions that superhero movies are supposed to go through and tries to be both Superman the movie and Iron Man, but also does so without really knowing what either made either of those movies work. It bothers me that this movie is just so mediocre and kind of bland. And here's my final statement there. Green Lantern, in all its mediocre blandness, is a movie about itself. And in a bigger sense, it's a movie about Hollywood blockbusters. The character, Green Lantern, is a metaphor for Hollywood blockbusters. You have so much green money with so much power to create things. And then you create these kind of half-hearted things that, you know, it just lacks imagination. And so I recommended some other movies that Green Lantern was trying to be. Superman the movie, Iron Man, and The Mask. Green Lantern, you know, The Mask does the Looney Tunes imaginative thing so much better. Iron Man has the sarcastic, confident hero at its core who has a lot of life lessons to learn. So much better. And then Superman has the heart of heroism and all ages appeal that Green Lantern was trying to have. So that's kind of my take on it. And I feel like, it's not that good.
The main villain was pretty dumb.
For Green Lantern?
Parallax?
Yeah. Whenever you have a disembodied villain, it's very, very hard to pull off.
And they tried they put it in there with so many other things that I feel like I didn't have a lot of time to get into what that villain could have been.
I thought it was genuinely frightening. You know, it was just overpoweringly evil, bent on destruction and killing. And then the way it resolved at the end, I didn't like.
Yeah. So I think that's enough about Green Lantern. We spent a lot of time just talking about how mediocre it is. And I think we've given it even more time than it deserves.
So basically, if Don didn't like our episode, he's not going to like our response because we spent even more time. Yeah.
I'll also say this. I've heard the director's cut is a better cut to watch. And I am interested in seeing it, but I'm not interested enough to actually spend the $12 on it.
That's what I got. And it's really not that much better. Okay. There's some really interesting parts with the core that they, you know, and like unfinished scenes and stuff like that. But it doesn't really add that much.
So, Don, all of that said, we do appreciate your feedback, and we look forward to getting more feedback from you because it's challenging us, and we like to be kept on our toes.
Yeah, so. especially Ben. Ben really likes to be kept on his toes. So keep giving Ben lots of constructive feedback.
Yeah, lots of toes.
Yes.
So, yes, we do like to be kept on our toes, and we do appreciate feedback of all kinds. So Don, keep it coming. We appreciate it. Thanks. Even though we kept talking about Green Lantern even longer after your feedback. But
yeah, and you know. I mean to tell the truth, that the Green Lantern wasn't
We already talked about it. We could stop. We're done. Yeah. We're done. Promise. No more Green Lantern talk this entire episode.
Okay, done. Moved on.
Okay,
the real problem was that I wanted to show it to my kids, and I couldn't do that.
Yeah, we already did.
Yeah,
that.
But we're done. We're done. We're
moved on.
We all know. We know now. We're good, I think. Okay, so our next feedback is.
And another thing about Green Lantern.
We got some feedback about Wrath, and I did ask for people to let us know what they thought about for the opposite of Wrath, because I didn't like the official opposites, and there were three of them, and I didn't like any of them. John Wilkerson. Wilkerson from the Wired Homeschool podcast. He left us a message on our blog saying he was screaming at his iPhone. He says, I was screaming at my iPhone yelling, "Mercy!" when you first started talking about the opposite of Wrath. So, John, we did eventually get to Mercy. So I think maybe we heard you through some sort of time and space warp or something. And then he also added, I'd include Wolverine and Sabretooth as examples of Wrath. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah,
I would agree totally, Steve.
Make
a 3-for-3.
I wouldn't say no.
You wouldn't say no. I'll take that as a yes. It's 3-for-3, John. Thanks. Then we got a message on Facebook that I would like to play here. And it's from someone who I don't know how to pronounce their name. Shazbot, would you come and read this for us? Maybe you can pronounce the name.
Sirio, and I apologize for not getting your name correct. Sirio says, I would humbly suggest that the opposite of wrath is not mercy, but forbearance.
Forbearance. And
sounds like a debt collection.
It does. But what it means is to be patient or self-controlled when subject to annoyance or provocation. I think that probably Sirio, I don't know who you are, but I think you're right. That's
well,
a pretty good...
I'd actually disagree, because forbearance means, you know, basically there's a connotation with forbearance. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. That you'll be patient with it, but eventually you're going to have to pay the debt. That eventually, even though you're not quick, where mercy is merciful. You kind of negate, you kind of get rid of it. You kind of forget about it. You kind of let it go, move on. Forbearance, I would say, has a more of a connotation of, I'm just not going to initially react to it, but eventually, once I've calmed down, then I'll get to it.
Well, Dr. Jace, I'm only going to disagree with you because I looked it up on dictionary.com because I had to. Because I knew the connotations of the word, but I didn't know the actual definition. And the actual definition, it's to cease or refrain or to tolerate or endure.
Right.
And
it's
to forego or renounce or sacrifice. And so I could go either way, but I think I'm going to go on the side of Sirio.
We're not talking about dictionary terms. We're talking about spiritual terms. And in a biblical spiritual kingdom, the opposite of wrath is mercy, not dictionary terms. There's a difference.
Well, yeah.
Like, for instance, if you tick me off and then my wrath, I just go off on you. Well, if I sit there and go, I have patience and I have forbearance and kind of like let it go.
No, it's be patient or self-controlled when subject to annoyance or provocation. Whereas the sinful definition of wrath is to let it fly and to bring your full anger upon someone.
Yeah.
Like I said, I could go either way. I was happy with our definition from the episode. But
yeah, I agree. I can see it.
I can go either way, I think, on that. So.
But when I think of God's wrath versus God's mercy, mercy seems more compelling to me than God's forbearance.
Well, it is an awkward word. We don't use it very often.
No, but if you obviously it's also a debt term. For instance, if you have school debt, then if you don't have the money, you don't pay it. Then you have a forbearance, but eventually you're going to have to pay it, and there's likely interest involved.
Yeah.
So
you want to know the funny thing that goes along with what you just said, Dr. Jace?
What's that?
On dictionary.com, the ads that came up with
yes.
this are student loan forgiveness and loan deferment.
Which proves my point. I would far more accept God's mercy than God's forbearance with the added interest.
Yeah. Well, but then you're bringing in the whole definition of wrath with God's wrath and then sinful wrath. And
I know.
We did a whole episode about it, so we're going to move on. So we do appreciate that feedback, and we're going to talk
bit. We didn't ask with Steve. Where do you fall, Steve, on that?
Oh.
Forbearance or mercy?
I wouldn't say no.
Wow.
Good enough.
This is going to be a quick episode of Steve not giving us his 25 lists.
I think I'd say mercy, because what mercy does is God holding back his wrath, you know? And it's more of a positive spin on the forbearance thing.
Yeah, I think mercy is forbearance plus, in my opinion.
Which is like grape juice plus. Yeah.
All
right, well, we need to move on to our next item of business.
What's the next one?
Okay, so Michael Poteet wrote in about episode 54, Read the Book, Don't Wait for the Movie, the last episode before Wrath, which was our previous, so our penultimate, I'm not going to go there. He says to you and I, Steve, neither one of you are quite right about 2001. The screenplay and the novel were written in tandem. Clark once explained, Kubrick wrote to me in the spring of 1964 asking if I had any ideas that would enable him to make the proverbial good science fiction movie. I had already given Stanley a list of my shorter pieces, and we had decided that one, The Sentinel, contained the basic idea on which we could build. Stanley suggested that before we embarked on the drudgery of the script, we let our imaginations soar freely by writing the complete novel from which we could devise the script. This is more or less the way we worked it out. Though toward the end, novel and screenplay were being written simultaneously, with feedback in both directions. Thus, I rewrote some sections after seeing the movie rushes, a rather expensive method of literary creation which few other authors have enjoyed. And then he said something else, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. And I would still contend that I'm not wrong, but that's just because I'm belligerent and I'm strong-headed. That same episode, Mickey Gitt spoke up. And he says, 2001 is a bad movie? Turn in your geek card. That's to you, Dr. Jace. Seriously, 2001 is brilliant. Calling it boring is like complaining about corn on the cob, not being a good conversationalist. It's not a story film. It's a moving painting that hovers on a story the same way paintings hover on stories. Paintings don't strictly tell stories. They borrow the concept of the story to introduce you to their world. And so he takes you to task there, Dr. Jace. What do you have to say to that?
What I have to say to that, if he's talking about turning in your geek card, I think you'd have to qualify that. If he means turn in your over 40 years old geek card, then maybe, or slash film student, because you know, usually those are the only ones who actually like that film if they're over 40 years old. Wow. Or if they're a film student and their professors told them that they have to like it, then they must like it. And I know that because I teach at a university and I teach film students, and I have faculty members who teach them that they have to like it.
So okay, so what if you're like me, who's under 40, and I was a film student, but we never once talked about 2001?
Well, how old are you, Ben?
I'm 37.
Okay. If you're 37 or older.
No, Dr. Jace, here's the problem. Here's the problem. You're never going to be convinced that 2001 is a well-made movie because you find it boring. And you find it boring because you're not watching this movie for what it is. You're watching for this movie for what you want it to be. You want a movie that's going to tell you a story, that's going to allow you to enter into a story, that's going to engage you with characters and stuff like that. No, Fantasia, 2001, Star Trek the Motion Picture are about visuals and about music and about a very loose story.
No, I like all sorts of art type films. However, when I watched 2001, the artistic visual that I remember is the big black domino. And I just don't find it that appealing or interesting. You know,
First of all, it wasn't a domino.
Well, it was a rectangle and it was black. Yeah. It was domino.
It looked like a big domino.
It had no.
I'm
no
positive I've seen. I've seen a parody. I'm positive somewhere I've seen a parody where it's just a bunch of those getting knocked over by one of the apes at the beginning of the movie. Like, he's touching the first one and they're all knocked over.
Yes.
If so, I haven't,
now
I need to make that into a comic. Okay,
go ahead.
I'll
have to be honest. You know, when I saw it originally, probably when I was, 21 and 25 years old. And everyone was saying how amazing this film has to be. It's so wonderful. It's so tremendous. And they even qualified it. It's not the traditional movie. It's just beautiful. So by the time I saw it, there had such big expectations that when I saw it, I'm like, I've seen so much cooler things than this. So the visual element to me was lost because by the time I had seen it, there are already so many different furtherings in special effects and visuals and different things like that. So you have to understand, when I saw it, it was not as big of a revelation to me because I didn't see it in the context in which it was made.
It's chronological snobbery, though, at some point.
No, I know, but it's like saying...
You have to forgive a little bit to enjoy these things. You know, it's just like watching a black and white movie and saying, well, the world isn't in black and white. How can I enjoy that?
No, but I love black and white.
But dominoes are black and white.
Yeah, I think, but it's hard. There's no way that I can appreciate the stepping stone of what it did for film because I'd already seen that stuff done. It'd be like saying, you know, the the effects, the special effects in the original Godzilla movies are so dynamic. Because when you've seen so many other visual effects, it can't help but look like anything but child's play.
Yeah, but I think that is a little bit of the, not chronological snobbery, I'm trying to think of what the phrase would actually be, where I look at a movie like Godzilla, even, the old Godzilla movies, which I enjoy on a guilty pleasure level, but I also enjoy some of them as well-made movies because you get to see the work that they've done. And it's not a matter of seeing something that was, you know, for its time groundbreaking. It's a matter of seeing this artistic process where when some of those Godzilla movies, when they break down those buildings, they have taken the time to model tables and furniture inside these tiny rooms inside these buildings and that kind of thing.
I'm not giving in to geek peer pressure. I'm just not doing it.
No, you don't have to give in to geek peer pressure, but I do think, you know, it's the same kind of thing with Star Trek's motion picture, and it's the same kind of thing with like Fantasia, where your responses the way I understood them with like Fantasia, if I want to hear, you know, classical music, I'll listen to classical music. But that's not the point of the movie. The point of the movie is to create these visual experiences.
Well, that's the issue. It's not a movie. It's a montage.
It's not. I mean, it's not a narrative.
No, but it's not really a movie. It's a montage.
It can be a movie without being a narrative. And in the case of Fantasia, it's a string of short films.
It's like, yeah, PowerPoint to movement. But that's fun. You know, you know, I'm never gonna really appreciate 2001. My brother wholeheartedly disagrees with me, but that's simply because, you know, he's given into the geek peer pressure because you're supposed to like it if you like sci-fi. I just don't.
No, I discovered it when I was my dad had told me about it because we listened to the music one time at a fireworks show, and my dad's like, "Oh, that's from 2001." But I didn't see it until I was probably either early in college or late in high school. I'm positive it was early in college where I was actually renting movies on my own. Because in high school, I would never watch that in high school. Because whenever I rented movies, it was with my friends. And we would, I cannot imagine my group of role-playing friends watching that movie with pizza before we're about to play, you know, Starfleet Battles or Battletech or whatever. I can't imagine us watching that movie together. But so it must have been college when I was renting movies during the summer and watching movies by myself. And that's when I watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind together, like in one setting instead of just little bits and pieces here and there on TV. And that's when I watched Brazil for the first time. That's when I kind of started watching movies that weren't Star Wars. And started watching movies that weren't
Brazil's Terminator. Another overrated film.
Yeah, that's one that we can fight about another day, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so those were just some two things that we wanted to kind of address on air, so to speak. We did get some responses to like our adaptation episode and to the Justice League stuff on Facebook. We're not going to talk about those right now. Right now, I would like to switch gears a little bit to actually request something out of you, our listeners. What we would like to ask you to do is to actually record your voice talking about a subject, and we're going to take these recordings and put them together in an episode. We're also going to record a segment. The three of us are going to record a segment talking about this question as well. But I thought this could be a really interesting thing to do. And if it works out, I'd like to do this more often. We're not doing a listener-created episode like Pater is doing over at the Spirit Blade Underground. He does that actually really cool listener-created episode. And I love what he does with that because it's just very interesting to hear. This is actually you guys creating the entire content, but in small pieces. I'm going to give you guys a topic that I'd like you to talk about. I'd like you to record it and send it to podcast@strangersandaliens.com as an MP3 file or something like that. Or call our Strangers and Aliens hotline at 1-804-37-ALIEN. That's 1-804-37-ALIEN. And it's been wrong on our website for a long time, that number. And I've given the number wrong in episodes numerous, numerous times in the end credits. And I do apologize for that. But I don't think it was a problem because I only had one person tell me that they couldn't send a message. So I think that that might be, we've missed out on one call, and that was somebody who told me he was just going to send an email, and he did, and we used it. So I'm hoping it's just one person. But so here's the topic I'd like you guys to let us know about. The topic is this. What was your sci-fi or fantasy epoch? That is epoch, E-P-O-C-H. What was it in science fiction or fantasy that caused you to recognize that there was something more than just Star Wars on a surface level, where you kind of suddenly saw, oh, there's deeper meaning here. There's something more to this than just the thrill, than just the visceral reaction that I'm giving or that I'm getting from it. And I know, you know, a lot of people could answer, like, one answer I thought about giving was, you know, Star Trek, obviously, where you've got the moral, but it's a hidden moral, sometimes better than others. Sometimes it's Captain Kirk giving a speech and saying what the moral is out loud. But what was it for you that caused that kind of quantum leap between the visceral excitement of science fiction and fantasy toward that deeper meaning that you find in science fiction and fantasy? And it can be spiritual. It can be just, you know, it can be Arthur C. Clarke. You know, it could be 2001, maybe.
Oh, please let it not be 2001.
What we'd like it to ask you to do, though, is to keep it at 5 minutes or less. And when you do send in your submission, really, the only thing that I'm going to look at to disqualify a submission is language. If there's some sort of
if it's in French or something like that. No,
well, it does need to be in English. That's true.
We have to draw the line.
Just because we can't translate it. But you know, if there's anything that would cause us to not be able to continue with our not explicit label, then we would ask you not to include that. So yeah, like I said, 5 minutes or less, please identify yourself. And if you want to go by your name, that's fine. If you go by something else online, that's fine. I'm not too worried about that. And if you're from another podcast or from another website or something like that, you go ahead and include that in your introduction. This can be a little chance to get the word out about your own podcast or whatever. But please, you know, just say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I wanted to talk about blah, 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 and 2001, blah, 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 music, 2001, blah, 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 domino. And then just keep it less than 5 minutes. So
that is pretty boring, but well, we found basically 2001 is my Dark Knight. So we just have to find Ben's Dark Knight.
I don't know if I have one. That's the thing. I like so many things, and with even the things I don't like, I can find ways to enjoy it. I don't really have a 2001 that people can pull out and use against me, because anything I don't like, you probably don't like either.
We have to find one. We have to find it.
You can try. You can try. Really, my 2001 would be you guys saying, you know, going after me about Brazil or something like that. Things I do like that I shouldn't.
Brazil stinks.
What? You watch Godzilla twice in the last year? So that's what we're asking for. We will accept and compile these all throughout the month of April 2013, and then next month we will be posting the listener created episode. So I really appreciate your participation. The other thing I would like to ask for from you, and this is not something you need to record, it's not asking any work from you, is if you have any topics that you'd like us to cover that we haven't covered yet. We have a long list of topics that we plan to cover, like the rest of the Seven Deadly Sins. We do plan to do an episode about Stargate. We plan to do an episode about Harry Potter. I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but that's something we're planning on. I want us to talk about Godzilla before the new Godzilla movie comes out. I'm sure I'll be talking about Star Trek and that kind of thing. But if you have something you'd like us to talk about, please email us at podcast@strangersandaliens.com or send us a message on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/strangersandaliens. One topic, and this is where I said I was going to finish Michael Petit's comment. He said, when you announced you'll be dealing with the original American Fantasy, which is our next episode after this one, we're talking about Westerns in our next episode, actually. He says, you had me all psyched for an announcement of an Oz podcast. Oh, well. Winky. hey, Winky, because that's from Oz. He left a winky face, but anyway. We are planning to do an Oz podcast sometime soon. I've had three people now ask us for an Oz podcast, so I think that's something we're going to be doing very, very soon. But if you have something else you'd like us to talk about, like when we did the theological viewpoints about aliens, that was fun. That came from listener feedback. We would love to hear from you about what you'd like us to talk about. If you want us to revisit a topic and maybe try and find something new to talk about with a topic we've already done, please let us know. We'd really, really appreciate it. You guys have anything you want to say about that?
No.
I've kind of like taken over and just talk nonstop here for a little while.
That's okay.
So
you can talk.
So we would appreciate that. We do appreciate the feedback we've gotten. We do appreciate the reviews we've gotten on iTunes. We appreciate just the fact that you listen to this podcast. It's an honor for us to do this and to bring this to you, and to know that you listen to this and enjoy it somewhat. And we enjoy doing it, so we wouldn't be doing it otherwise. I think that's all. Unless you guys have anything you'd like to add, any final words?
Todos los hombres.
Yeah. Dr. Jace? Dark Knight good, 2001 bad.
I agree with you halfway there.
Yeah, me too.
No, wait, you don't agree with any of that, Steve. Because you like 2001.
If I had to take 2001 as an entire movie.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I would say no.
Yeah.
But I like the middle part.
That's right. I forgot about that.
It's sort of like The Dark Knight, except not.
Okay. Well.
He's like, I like The Dark Knight, except for the logic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like The Dark Knight, except for the characters, what the characters do, and the storyline, and the setting.
And the acting, and the actors, and the time that it wasted out of my life.
But there was that one establishing shot of the city that was beautiful.
You know what I did like? I liked Catwoman's little night glasses that popped up on her head, and it looked like cat ears. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
On that point...
Okay, well, on that note, Godspeed, everyone.
All right.
You've been listening to the Strangers and Aliens podcast, hosted by Ben Avery, Steve MacDonald, and Dr. Jace O'Neill. Our music was composed and mixed by Tim Leffel. Please join in the conversation by visiting our website, strangersandaliens.com, where you will find show notes, articles, reviews, and more. You can also email us directly at podcast@strangersandaliens.com, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangers, or you can leave us a voicemail on the Strangers and Aliens hotline. Just call 1-804-37-ALIEN and leave your message. And once again, thanks for listening. Music, 2001, blah, 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 domino. Blah.